listener production.
G'day there, it's Andrew Shaw with you. A fresh call has been made to introduce pill testing in Victoria, this time by the Royal Australian College of GPs. It wants the state government to heed coronial recommendations and introduce a drug testing trial across fixed and mobile sites. RACGP Victoria Chair Dr. Anita Munyo says testing will help keep people safe.
The idea of pill testing is a harm minimisation strategy because it's very hard to help somebody to manage their drug use if they are no longer with us, if they have died from that drug use.
However, the state government has seemingly dashed those hopes, a spokesperson telling the Border Mail there's no current plans to trial drug checking. Police have charged a 42-year-old Traralgon man after two alleged aggravated burglaries on Monday. He allegedly fled a home on Whittaker's Road without taking anything before following a teenager home to Shakespeare Street and taking a battery charger later that evening while no one was home. He's been charged with aggravated burglary, theft and stalking and will face court on May 15. Fair Work has attended around 20 farms and orchards across Shepparton over the past few days, cracking down on any employers doing the wrong thing when it comes to underpaying staff and any visa holders. A 2.5 magnitude earthquake's been recorded at Leongatha overnight at a depth of 9 kilometres. There's been no reports of damage or injury. And the state government has been accused of exaggerating the cost of staging the regional 2026 Commonwealth Games. After pulling out as a host, the Auditor-General found the total waste was almost $600 million. CEO of Commonwealth Games Australia, Craig Phillips, says they always knew the estimated blowout of $6 billion was wrong.
Those costs were grossly inflated, grossly overestimated. And I think the Vago report today has probably justified our comments.
Gippsland product Ryan Marrick has signed on with the West Coast Eagles again through to 2026. Meantime, Shepparton Steel side bottom will get out on field tonight for the Pies as they take on St Kilda.